Procrastination. The biggest bugbear to managing your time well is procrastination. Often we procrastinate when we are faced with a task that we perceive as difficult or unpleasant. Another circumstance that lends itself to procrastination is when the reward for a completed task is delayed. If we know that upon finishing a difficult task, we will get an immediate promotion, it motivates us more so than if that promotion will occur at a later point. Procrastination functions as an impulse toward feeling good immediately, and according to psychologists, it originates from a time when human activities were more immediate and involved less planning. Many great strategies for fighting procrastination have been listed previously, such as breaking a large task into a bunch of small tasks, or organizing your work area and keeping it clutter-free. Other strategies will be addressed in future modules, such as mindfulness meditation as a method for strengthening your will. Here are some additional strategies. Eliminate distraction. Playing on Facebook or checking your email are two common ways in which you can procrastinate. By eliminating the temptation, you eliminate the possibility of giving into an impulse. It's not enough to simply have the page minimized on your computer desktop. You may have to close your email program or your browser, or disconnect from the internet altogether. If talking or texting on your cell phone is a way that you procrastinate, then turn it off when you have a task to perform. You can turn it back on and check your messages as a reward for finishing your task. When organizing your workspace, make sure that you have eliminated the types of things that you might use in order to procrastinate. Use the buddy system. Having someone who is aware of the tasks you have laid out in front of you and who has tasks themselves can be helpful for holding each other accountable. Take care not to let your updates and check-ins with your buddy become occasions for procrastination themselves. Accept that things are likely to be imperfect. Our tendency to strive for perfection often results in feelings of anxiety over the fact that we might not get it right, and such emotions are great breeding grounds for procrastination. Avoid overcomplicating matters. While this might look as if you are breaking a large task into smaller tasks, each with their individual deadlines, spending too much time organizing can quickly become an exercise in avoiding the task at hand. Keep in mind that our tendency is to overestimate the amount of time that a task will take. This overestimation makes it easier to justify procrastination. When you find yourself thinking that you have plenty of time to complete a task, remind yourself that you are probably exaggerating. Try setting a timer for 25 minutes. During that time, you will do nothing but the task at hand. This can be helpful for two reasons. It's easier to use willpower for short periods of time, such as a 25-minute limit, and some work will create its own momentum where you won't want to stop after the 25 minutes are up. If taking a lot of breaks is part of your procrastination game, this technique isn't the best. But if you have problems getting started, this can be quite helpful.